from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now from the Boston Red Sox, outfielder Rob Refsnyder is with Gresh and Fourier, giving us a little bit of time during this Red Sox season. Rob, good afternoon. How are you?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, sure. Let's start with this team right now, because to those of us on the outside, Rob, we look at it and it's a pretty consistent 500 record. So you're not pulling ahead, you're not falling behind, but I'm curious, for how do you feel about this baseball team? Is the record reflective of what you guys really are? I'm just curious as to sort of where you're at and how this season feels, given that it's been 500 for most of the year.
Yeah, it's a good question. Honestly, in the clubhouse, let me try to say it the best way. Positively frustrating. A lot of guys, this is their first taste of the big leagues, and they're learning on the fly, and I think they're doing a great job. We look at the standings and we're 2 games back of the last wild card. So we know we can play better baseball and there's better baseball ahead of us. Is how we feel. So, but there's a lot of positives to take from, the first, part of the season. So, but we know we can be better.
So, Rob, you're in the past, you've been known for just, the guy that just destroys left-handed pitching, but you've been doing both now. You've been hitting lefties and hitting righties. What's led to you hitting right-handed pitching more now? What led to that?
Well, in 22, I played against righties. Peter Fatsy, the hitting coach, and I had some things that we were working on in 22, and then last year I was terrible against righties. Mechanically, I was way off. I was lunging at the ball. I wasn't really staying behind the ball at all. So just try to clean up a lot of things in the off season, and I broke my toe in spring training, so I had some time to do some extra work in Fort Myers at the spring training complex. So thought I found some things down there, and I got a ton of the bats against some of the younger guys in the minor league complex. So that helped a lot. You just never really know until you get thrown into action. But I was fortunate enough to be able to play a couple games in Pittsburgh early on against some righties and kind of felt comfortable, felt good, and kind of rolled on from there.
Rob, honest question, because I wouldn't know. How much of a difference is it going from lefty-righty? I mean, is it as simple as, hey, now I'm driving a car in Europe on the steering wheel's on the other side of the car? How big of a difference is it, and why is it so challenging?
Yeah, I guess the easiest way to explain it is a lot of righties now come from a little bit of a lower arm slot. So if you're in the batter's box and you're a righty facing a right-hander, most of the time the pitcher's release is kind of where the shortstop's standing. So it's a little uncomfortable where the ball feels like it's coming from behind you. And now with all these different pitch shapes, like sweeper, people see on TV, sweeper, cutter, slider, those are all going away from you. And then their fastballs are, most of them have sinkers, so it's going into you. So it's kind of like at the last second when you're swinging, the ball's going different directions pretty drastically. Lefties, you have a little bit more of an open angle if you're right-hander. Usually the ball isn't coming in, aggressively. into you, so it's a little bit just more of a comfortable bat. I guess that's why you see a lot of pretty drastic platoon splits now in baseball, just because of the different pitches the pitchers are kind of coming up with in the offseason and things like that.
Boston Red Sox outfielder Rob Refsnyder with Gresh and Fourier, and we got to talk to Alex Cora all of last year, and you know, the contract's up in the air for Alex. It's a bunch of young guys in the clubhouse. I'm curious as to what cues, Rob, you may have picked up on Alex and trying to manage this team, and how, as a veteran who's been around and you're 33 years old, you've seen a lot. What is kind of your role in helping Alex in managing this team, this roster, and really some of the emotions of the youngs in your clubhouse?
Yeah, I mean, I think, honestly, Cora is one of the best in the business. I've been, unfortunately, a journeyman a little bit in my career, so I've been around a lot of different coaching staffs and things like that, and Cora does a great job communicating every day, but he has so much experience. So many years in the big leagues, so he's seen a lot of different situations, but he does take pride in helping the younger guys try to get up to speed as fast as possible, and I think you can attribute some of the younger guys' success to Cora for sure. I mean, just helping those guys slow the game down a little bit, making them feel included, a part of the team. I'm 33, and there's guys in the starting lineup that shoot are 22 years old. So, I mean, just to try to get the guys on the road to hang out and spend some time and get to know each other, it's been fun, and I think Cora's done a really, really good job of hosting some events, and Devers does a great job of hosting dinners and just getting guys away from the field and learning about guys' families, kids, and where they're from. This is my third year with the team. It's been a lot of fun just getting to know some of the guys, and the communication's been great. And I think Cora really excels at.
Rob, we got two things left for you to hit on, but one of them is you're in a city that is known for winning. Last night, they have a ceremony for a football player where 60,000 people show up. The Celtics are about to win an NBA championship. What is it like being an athlete in this city with all of that winning, all of that pressure, but all of the fun that can kind of come along with it? I'm curious, for somebody who's on a team that has no skin in the game, what it's like being in a town like this with superstars and champions and legends.
I mean, it's the best. I mean, that's why I signed to be in Boston. When I signed with Boston, they were coming off a 21 season where they're a couple games from the World Series. But when I was growing up, I'm 33. When I was growing up, Patriots were the Patriots, So, and the Red Sox were, I grew up watching, I guess not growing up, but I grew up just kind of being around like the big Boston teams with, the Beards and things like that, the Ellsberries, the Johnny Gomes and things like that. So, I mean, I love it. I feel extremely blessed to be a part of a culture in a city that just, expects winning. It makes coming to the ballpark that much more fun. I've been to other ballparks where, you go to the games and half the stadium's empty, and it's not really fun to play in front of an environment like that. So Fenway is a great environment. Boston is just the best city to play sports, and I feel extremely blessed to be able to put on a uniform here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, so, Rob, sitting to my left is two-time Super Bowl champion Christian Fourier. It was a part of the Brady thing last night and all that stuff. And among the stuff that we found on today's show is Micah Parsons, who you may know, big-time athlete, superstar, defensive player of the year caliber guy for the Dallas Cowboys, who said recently on a podcast, Rob, he meaning Parsons, that he thinks with 500 at-bats in the bigs, he can hit between 180 and 200. I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Has he played competitive baseball?
No.
I have no.
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 No, he has not.
We found out he has never played baseball.
Yeah, so fresh off the football field, he's going to play a full season of baseball. He thinks he can hit 200.
I would invite him to come to one of our practices for sure. I would love to see that. No. Absolutely not.
I love it.
In all due respect to his athleticism and you know, I mean, he's one of the best athletes in the world at his sport. But that's just, I mean, no.
If you were to do an over and under, Rob, of how many times he could actually just get a hit, because we had Tyler Glasnow reacted to this, Mookie Betts had a response to this. I'll set the over and under at five. Five hits out of 500. Responses? Oh, the same as yours. Same as yours.
Five. I mean, shoot, you could blindly swing and maybe get five hits. I think it'd be more strikeout rate.
Yeah.
I think his strikeout rate would be like 75%.
That's why we ask a pro, because he led us to strikeout percentage, which that would be amazing.
Yeah.
It would be in the 70th percentile.
And you could close your eyes and just maybe the bat just hits the ball and you're lucky and you run it out because you're fast.
You guys see over some of our games, some of the hits we get are just like, you know, oh my gosh, how is that a hit? You know, it's just baseball. So, and 500 at bats, I'm sure he would get a couple, but that's funny that you got a Mookie Betts and Glasnow response. It's just it looks easy on TV. It really does. You know, when guys are hurt and we're watching games together and you're hurt and you're like, you watch somebody take a fastball right down the middle, you're like, what the hell are they doing? Like, what are you doing? But you're up there and you got a split second to decide if it's a fastball or a slider. Fastball at 100 miles an hour, slider at 90 miles an hour, and then a splitter at 80. You know, it's, you know, I like to, when you're golfing with your buddies and you shank a golf ball and it doesn't move, you know, the ball isn't moving and you're shanking it. Now you got three different pitches in the split second. Maybe strikeout rate at like 90%.
There you go.
Oh, that's better. There we're looking
at. He talked himself into it. The farther he was like, actually 90%.
He worked through it. And the invite is there. Yeah. They had Big Perk out there the other day. Why not get Micah Parsons?
Yeah.
Rob, good luck. Stay healthy the rest of the way. Thanks for the time today. We really appreciate it. We'll catch you down the road.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.